USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Florida meeting with sheriffs. Now, before leaving for Florida, President Trump defended the placement of federal law enforcement agents in Portland. The president telling reporters the agents saved the federal courthouse there.
The courthouse has been in very good shape. They're not an offensive team. They're a defensive team. They're not allowed to be offensive, unfortunately.
The president also commenting on the recent death of Herman Cain.
He was respected by everybody. He was loved by everybody. And we will miss Herman Cain.
New unsealed court records from an accuser against deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged right-hand woman Ghislaine Maxwell reveal claims that former President Bill Clinton was on Epstein's private island despite his claims to the contrary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Milwaukee Brewers home opener versus the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday was canceled due to members of the St. Louis Cardinals team coming down with COVID-19. This, followed by the Miami Marlins, has Major League Baseball searching for answers. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says teams are welcome to come to New York.
New York State has a full Department of Health protocol system in place. We have a testing system in place. I offer to Major League Baseball, if you're having problems playing in other states, come play here.
At least one team has taken the governor up on his offer, as the Toronto Blue Jays are now playing their home games in Buffalo. Hurricane watches are now in effect along Florida's east coast as a Category 1 storm approaches the Bahamas. Hurricane Isaias is less than 300 miles southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas and picking up steam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's a new group of people with long-term COVID-19 symptoms. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine believes closing bars early will stem the spread of COVID-19. The governor is asking the Liquor Control Board for an emergency order to force bars and restaurants to stop serving alcohol at 10 p.m.
We do not want to shut down Ohio bars and restaurants. That would be devastating to them. But we do have to take some action and see what kind of results we get from this action.
To date, there's no science that indicates you're more likely to get COVID-19 after 10 o'clock. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.